If someone said you could go anywhere around the world and bring your guitar, where would you go?
Oh, wow. Anywhere.
Yeah.
Probably somewhere in Europe.
Somewhere in Europe. So you haven't pinpointed a spot, but somewhere in Europe. You like the culture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little, yeah, it's interesting over there. And at 14, you could really tear the place up with that guitar.
Yeah.
So that would be fun. Let's see. How about, I'm going to play a tune, and then we're going to let you rock.
All right.
You want to rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured you did. We're here for all kinds of new happenings. Once again, Desiree's hanging out in studio. Studio A here at WHUS. What do you want to do?
I have a couple originals I can play.
All we know is, oh, it's probably going to rock. I'll whisper because it's going to be loud. Whenever you're ready, what is this called?
One of my originals? Okay, this first one is called Power and Force.
Right. Right on.
All right.
Thank you. So that really was me on guitar. I gotta just tell you that really was me. It was me. Ah, trick you, fooled you. So that was an original?
It is an original.
That means you wrote that?
Yes, I wrote that.
So you understand music?
Yeah.
A little bit, huh?
Yeah.
How did that happen? How did you get to understand music like that? How did you get to, okay, let's say you learned music, you know, whatever the basics were. How did you get to be creative and make it your own thing?
Well, pretty much, like, when I practice, I come up with, like, little licks and stuff, and it ends up becoming a song, believe it or not.
Whenever no, I believe
I
it.
With licks and stuff, I just write it
You down. Write it down somewhere on random strips of paper that are everywhere?
Yeah, and then it just becomes a song later on.
Right on, right on.
Power and Force was one of them. I was fiddling around with it, like, 2 years ago, and it just ends up becoming a song that my band and I play.
So that one is accompanied by, I've heard that one live, I think. It rocks. I remember you jumping up and down a lot, too, during that one. Sometimes the old guitar goes behind your back and around your head and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have pets?
I have two cats and a bird.
They must play guitar, too. Do they sing? They must sing.
My bird does.
See? So there's always some music going on. Just like my house, there's always music being played. So you want to do another one? What do you want to do?
I have another original called The Aurora, actually.
Ooh, The Aurora. And that is, once again, all instrumental?
Yep.
Right?
And it is an original that I wrote, too.
Why don't you want to lose those headphones while you're just jamming?
Absolutely.
A little cumbersome there. That's cool. Hey, folks, you're live. 91.7 FM, WHUS Stores. Also, thank you for all of those folks. Big crowd online, WHUS.org. You're listening to Desiree Bassett in studio here with Mr. G on Green Arrow Radio. It is a great time watching the band play. But enough of that. You don't want to hear me. Let's get Desiree jamming. It's 10:49 in the a.m. You're awake. Imagine if she's not awake, what's going to happen for us? All right, whenever you're ready, you do it.
All right. We'll be right back.
Yeah, I want to be you. That was good. I like that one a lot. That one rocks. That has like a, I don't know, there's like a Black Sabbath feel in there to me somewhere. I don't know.
I wrote that one with my producer.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
And your producer is?
Doug Wimbish of Living Color.
Yeah. Yep. So you folks know Living Color out there. Remember that rocking album they had? Yeah. So that's who that you're working with him often?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the name of, he has a studio that you work in, or?
I actually go to a studio called Longview Farms up in Massachusetts.
Oh,
in
cool.
Northbrookfield.
Yeah, cool. Right on. Well, that one was fun. Let's, we'll switch some gears, get you ready to do some, maybe singing if you want, or do whatever,
right.
Whatever you want. We'll do a little more chatting. Why don't you mention your website?
I have a website called, it's on MySpace, actually.
Okay, yeah,
so
go for it.
MySpace.com/DesireeBassett.
Let's spell it for people. Your name.
Okay, DesireeBassett. Yep.
Two S's?
Mm-hmm.
Two T's?
Yep.
So all those letters that you're going, are there doubles? Yes, doubles. So if it was baseball cards, you'd trade them to your friends. But anyway, that we're gonna you know, let you get a drink of something and then come back and jam some more. I'm going to play a quick song. I'm going to play a quick couple of announcements and then a quick song or two, and then we'll just get you back going on.
All right.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
I'm ready.
Check one.
We got the right mics for you here. And as long as you're comfy there.
I'm all set.
I think we got you pretty good. So, folks, get your tape recorders ready.
All right.
No, I love you, no, I love you, no, it's true.
Yeah, surely, folks, if you are tuned in, which many of you are, and thank you very much, your time is not being wasted at all. Your thirsty ear holes are being refreshed by the youth of Connecticut. Let's start there. We are in Connecticut, and this is one of our very own, Desiree Bassett, in the house. She's rocking it. That was what tune?
Lay It on the Line by Rick Emmett.
Lay It on the Line by Rick Emmett, one of your faves.
One of my faves.
So, let's see, you know, what else has been going on in your world musically?
Well, I have three endorsements now.
Three endorsements? Jeepers, what kind?
One is Peavy.
Oh, not a bad one.
And I have another one from Daisy Rock Guitars.
Right on.
And I have a endorsement deal with Schecter Guitars.
Whoa. Happening, kid you. That's great stuff. Congratulations on that. Very cool.
Thank you.
Very cool. Well, folks, check that out. Probably more to come. So, folks, line up for the endorsements, I guess. But you ready for another one?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, folks, online, once again, if you're not there, get there. Get your friends there. Give you a second to call them, email them. Have them tune in, whus.org. Her name is Desiree Bassett. And many of my MySpace-ular friends can check her out at myspace.com/Desiree, two E's, D-E-S-I-R-E-E, B-A-S-S-E-T-T.com. Desiree Bassett. I highly recommend you go there. Check her out. So thanks for all the calls and all the... We can't get to everything right now because we are live.
All right.
What do we got going here?
There's a song called Badge by Cream.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
I've heard of that one.
That's a good one.
It is not a bad song at all, yeah. One of my favorite bands, by the way, so thank you.
Thinking about the times you rode in my car. Thinking that I might have drove you too far. Think about the road you laid on my table. Told you not to wander around in the dark. I told you about the swamps they live in the park. And I told you about the gate. Now you tell me to me. Yes, I told you that the light goes up and down. Don't you notice how the wheel go around? And you better pick yourself up from the ground. Before they bring the curtain down. Yes, before they bring the curtain down. Thank you.
about this girl that looks quite like you. She didn't have the town to wed in a cute. She cried away your laugh since she fell off the cradle.
Yeah, I like that song still, and even more. Oh, man, oh, man. We're getting some emails. You got some new fans out there. So.